It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM. Today, Monica Mueller joins us. How are you today?
I'm just trying to catch my breath between all the activities going on.
There is a lot going on, and there's even more coming up.
Yeah, I mean, just an example, we're going to be talking here about the Cottonwood County Christmas Cheer Box, but the women of today right now are super busy. That we got the United Service Drive going on, so don't forget to send in your cards. We got a Red Cross Blood Drive coming up December 17th, so there you could give the gift of life. We got, like I said, we'll be talking about the Cheer Box coming up on the 12th and 13th. We have Santa's Workshop for Kids coming up on December 6th, and that's when the kids go into the Bark Library and go shopping for their parents and brothers and sisters and grandpa and grandma. And so the parents aren't allowed inside, so they get to do their own shopping. We're going to be decorating a tree down at the Historical Society for their tree lighting contest, and so we're going to have a Cookie Monster tree down there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then Christmas by candlelight, we're going to be serving hot chocolate and reindeer games at the Historical Society too with the festive trees.
Boy, you guys are busy.
Yeah, it just all falls on us between November and December here. So we got our big one coming up though that I checked it up, and we started in 1996, so we got going into our 29th year.
Wow, okay.
Of doing this project. So we got it down pretty good.
Yes. A finely tuned machine.
Yes. So I guess probably what we'll start out with is the Cottonwood County Christmas Cheer Box Drive is to help people that can't afford gifts for their children. We do give the gifts out to children from infant to 18 years of age. And it might be for people that have dealt with hardships. Maybe they're unemployed, just have hard times making ends meet, disabled. Also, if you are a foster home, you are qualified to receive gifts to give to the foster children. So they have something too.
It is a great thing that you guys have been doing for 30 years. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. We had our largest turnout last year. We had 300 kids and 125 families.
Wow.
So I'm looking for to be either the same amount or maybe even more this year.
Yeah, and that means you need lots of gifts.
Lots of gifts.
So tell us how it all works.
Okay. With the people that want to apply to receive this assistance, you have to fill out an application. And we have them out amongst Cottonwood County. So you can go to the DVHHS, which is downtown Windham. They're next to Bank Midwest. You can go to Family Services, the Windham Food Shelf Sharing Center, the Windham Chamber, the Mountain Lake City Hall, the Food Shelf in Mountain Lake, the UCAP office on 6th Avenue. Jeffers, Storden, and Westbrook are at the banks, the Westbrook Food Shelf, and the Cottonwood County churches. We sent out a letter to all the churches in the county, so they should have that letter there at the church, okay, too.
And it really is a simple little application to fill out.
Yes, it is. Just be sure you get your phone number and your addresses correct, because we do send you back an appointment time that with this project, the parents are the ones that come in and pick the gifts out. So you do not need to wrap any of these gifts that you want to donate, which is probably the best thing out of the whole thing.
Right.
I hate wrapping. So the big thing with the applications too is that we have a deadline, because we got to mail that appointment letter back out to you. So that's where the deadline is, December 1st.
And then you mentioned an appointment. So how does that work on the day of then?
Okay, so then we send them a letter back to that address, and it will tell you the location and your appointment time, and then you just show up at your appointment time, and we have volunteers then that take the people through, and the parents then pick out the gifts that they want to give to their kids. So we need to fill the tables up.
Yes.
So this is the public's help then. So we need the public's help to collect toys, hats, mittens, blankets, stuffed animals, clothing, games, stocking stuffers that are usually like a $1 item of, you know, whether it's Hot Wheels or jump ropes or puzzles or color books, storybooks, any kind of little thing like that that would be just an extra added little gift for the kids, not anything real expensive. Teen stuff, that's the hardest
thing.
That's
a little tougher.
Yeah, I mean, just to even find dollar stuff for that age group of kids is hard. But like I said, the teen stuff is usually for kids either 12 or 13 and up. We also try to give every child or infant to 12 months a bag of diapers and diaper wipes. So we need all those kinds of things. And so if you do not want to go out and do any shopping, you can make a money donation to the Women of Today and mail it to Post Office Box 222 Windham.
So it's easy to remember that one.
Post Office Box 222.
And the thing about that is because you really do need gifts for 3-year-olds and gifts for 17-year-olds and everybody in between, it's really hard to know. It makes it easy because you can just basically buy any gift you want, and there's somebody that can use it.
Yeah, I did some of that yesterday, and it was like I was filling this card up, and some of these people were looking at me, and I go, hey, this is for a community project. And I said, well, the greatest thing is that I don't have to sit there and say, oh, is this the right size? Is this the right color? You know, you just go and grab two of those, three of those, and, oh, hey, that one's on clearance. I'm going to grab all of those.
There you go. Yep. But if you don't want to mess with that, it's also very easy to just give a cash donation because the women of today, you're more than happy to go do the shopping.
Yeah. My car is loaded right now to the roof. I couldn't get any more in. So that's where I said I actually shop year round. And already last spring, I had a majority of the hats and mittens already bought and blankets. That those things were on clearance. And so when I was paying like 25 cents for a stocking cap, hey.
Absolutely.
Goodbye. Yeah. So
and we're talking about 300 kids.
Yeah.
So we need a lot of gifts.
Yes, we do. And also with money donations, if you did not want to stick them in the mail, that sometimes the banks will take them. Or down at the Citizen also. They will collect the money, and then when we go down to pick up the toys and the boxes at their places, that they will give us the money there then.
Very good. So there's lots of ways that you can accomplish this.
Yes.
But you need lots of help.
Yes. And so we do have boxes set out in the area of Cottonwood County for the people to come in and drop off their gifts at. So we have them at Ace Hardware, Runnings, Bank Midwest, Family Dollar, United Prairie, Bark, Area Churches, and then there's a Christmas tree down at the Citizen that you can actually put the gifts under if you want to have, you know, I think maybe the little kids might find it fun to go and put them underneath a Christmas tree instead of a box. But the boxes will be starting to be picked up on the 8th, but the majority of them will be picked up on the 11th when we start sorting the boxes out. So probably the latest one that we pick up will be at the Citizen on the 11th. The distribution is actually the 12th on a Friday afternoon and the 13th on Saturday morning.
So really, all this is going to get done in the next couple weeks.
Yes, it's going to be quick. It's always gets here quicker than we expect and think.
So you don't want to wait. You need to just get the gifts or make the donation now.
Right, because we won't know how many families we have until like literally December 2nd or 3rd. We don't know where we stand at with donations until literally Thursday afternoon when we get everything all set up. And so there's been times that I've had to jump in my car and go out and do some more shopping, fill in some gaps. So it's just kind of nice if we have some really nice donations and takes a little Christmas stress off of me.
For sure. And the other side of it is if you qualify, if you think you qualify, you need to get an application filled out sooner than later.
Right. And that's where, you know, if they come in too late, we don't have time to mail you that the appointment time back. So that's where deadlines are important. So for people donating, We would appreciate to have it by the 11th, and applications have to be in by December 1st. There is one other thing, too, that in the past we've given like a $10 Hy-Vee gift card for food. Well, $10 probably won't even buy a turkey or a ham right now. So that's where we're hoping that if we can get enough money donations in, that we could maybe up it to maybe giving them a $25 gift card for food, just to add it to the family.
Yes, the price of everything is going up.
Yeah, exactly.
But that also means you need some cash donations.
Yeah. Yep. So, like I said, we're happy either way. If you want to take the time to go shopping yourself and make the donation with the toy, or if you want to make the money donation and the money donation, and we'll do the shopping for you.
Very good. All right, Monica, what else do we need to mention?
Again, it's just hats, mittens, blankets, stuffed animals, clothing, games, diaper wipes and diapers, teen stuff. And what each child actually does get is a stuffed animal, a clothing item, two toys. Sometimes on Saturday, when some of the good stuff has been picked over on Friday, then we maybe let the people on Saturday get three toys instead. And then they get five stocking stuffers. And every child also gets a color book and a storybook. And then as a family, they can get a blanket. And then they get one board game for sure, if not two, depending if you got a different range of kids' ages.
Oh, sure.
So that's kind of how we distribute the items out of what they get.
Very good. Monica, yeah. Dates. Let's do dates one more time.
Dates, okay. So don't forget to pick up those applications and get them filled out and in the mail before December 1st. And then for collecting the toys would be December 11th, because distribution is the Friday and Saturday of the 12th and 13th.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Monica, thank you for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me come in, and thank you in advance to any people out there that make any type of donation, whether it's the toys or money. And if they really, really want to do something, they can give me a call and they can come down and help me set up toys
That Thursday. That's a big job, I'm sure.
Yeah, because we got to sort them all out on tables, to infant toys, to,
kind of all the way
up. The younger
up.
Kids, yeah. And then they split the teen gifts, and then we split the stocking stuffers, and we sort the games, and so everything has a table.
A few extra hands for that would be helpful.
Yeah, and we start at 9 o'clock on that Thursday morning on the 11th.
All right.
They can call me if they want, and I'll tell them where it's at. And
how do they get a hold of you?
My phone number is 507-220-8326.
Very good.
All right.
Monica Moeller, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, well, thank you, and thank the public.
'Tis the season.
It is.
All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.